What's up, everybody? It's your boy Mike DeJesus, aka Mike D, the Jesus of Fantasy Football. You are here with me on episode 1 of Sick Picks. I'd like to welcome everybody. Thank you for listening. And, you know, we're going to get right into it. We're doing fantasy football, talking fantasy football. And we're going to get into this league, this week's slates here. I don't know how everybody feels about this week's slates, but it could be a low scoring. We'll see. We don't know, you know. I'll get right into it, though. I think one of my favorite games to stack this week is probably going to be Cleveland-Tennessee. I think everybody might be on that. Could be a high-owned game there. I like Ryan Tannehill and A.J. Brown. A.J. Brown is questionable right now. Just got to monitor A.J. Brown, see how he goes out throughout the week here. If he does not play, Corey Davis is in line to see a big role. I like Corey Davis. I like him as a backup for A.J. Brown. He has his good days and his bad days, but when he's good, he's on. And this could be one of those weeks, even if A.J. Brown's there. I'm not really sold on Cleveland's defense, but A.J. Brown and Corey Davis can't get there this week. Now, with that being said, we're talking about a team that has the king of running the football, Mr. Derrick Henry. And I don't think Cleveland might have a big answer for Derrick Henry. He could see his volume and his touches go up if Tennessee takes the lead early. But if it ends up being a shootout, it could be maybe both running backs on both sides of the ball there, other teams there. They go back and forth with big plays and making big scores. So Derrick Henry could be in line for a big day, but he is 9,200 this week, so he is going to handcuff your lineup pretty good. So if you decide to go Derrick Henry, you got to really work around him and pay attention to how you build your lineup there. Now, to go on the Cleveland side of the ball, people can stack Baker Mayfield with Jarvis Landry. It worked out great last week for some people in the melee, depending on how you build your lineup and everything like that. But Baker, Hooper, and Landry, I think, are viable this week. And like I was saying before, with the running backs, Cleveland's a run-heavy team. They run first always. And with Chubb and Hunt back there, they should be able to get the job done. Now Tennessee's defense is middle of the pack, maybe towards the ender when we're talking run defense. But Chubb can get there. I mean, Hunt didn't do anything last week. Hunt didn't see the end zone. He only put up 7 fantasy points, I think it was. And Chubb put up almost 30, I want to say. But do they repeat? Can Chubb and Henry go off in the same lineup? Yeah, they can. Will they? We don't know. That waits to see. But I might be fading those guys. Might be looking more towards like Robinson or Eckler for me. But I will have some lineups where I put both of them, maybe just one of them. Now, let's get into the second game that I'd like to talk about. As far as what I'd like to stack, is definitely going to be Indy and Houston. Might be weird to say, but Indy and Houston is going to be a pretty good game. Stacking Watson, I think, with Kuti and probably Coltair is a very cheap and viable option, I think, since he's going to see an increased role this week with Fuller being suspended for the remainder of the year. We could go as far as going their tight ends, as far as Atkins and Fells. Hard to trust them, but they're cheap. And then when we're talking tight ends, and especially this year, tight ends haven't really put up much points. But yeah, I like stacking Watson actually with Couture and Kiki and seeing if they can get the job done this week, actually. On the other side with Indy, if Phillip Rivers does not play, people can go as far as stacking Jacoby Brissett with maybe T.Y. T.Y. came out this last week, and he had a big game. Not a great game, but at his price, I think he was $4,000 last week. He put up 18, 20 fantasy points. That's solid. That's exactly what you need from there. Not exactly what you need, but that's exactly what you would want for something like that. And it panned out for Hilton last week. But yeah, Jacoby with Hilton, Rivers with Hilton, or you can go the tight ends with Trey Burton Trey Burton had a decent game last week, put up 13 fantasy points. You can try and pivot off of Trey Burton this week and try and go Mo'Ali Cox, but he hasn't really seen too much volume as of late. And I think that's, when we're talking running backs, can Duke Johnson repeat? I don't know. He's playing a really tough defense. David Johnson might come back, but we still have to keep our eye on that. Indy, craziest backfield in the NFL besides the Niners, I think, and the Rams. But Indy with Jonathan Taylor coming back off the COVID list, Naeem Hines. It's just tough to pick with them. You know, it's a crapshoot, I think, with those three guys. But pick your poison with those guys. Whoever you decide to go with, you kind of have to eat that chalk. And not so much chalk, but just eat that pick, really, and hope that your guy goes off, pretty much. My third game I'd like to talk about is definitely going to be the Jacksonville-Minnesota game. Now, when we're talking Jacksonville, the focal point in that team is James Robinson. They don't have Minshew. Lennon isn't the answer. He's not playing great. It's hard to get him to his wide receivers. DJ Chark is unhealthy. Laviska Shenault isn't seeing a lot, but he doesn't have a great quarterback. Keelan Cole had a decent game last week, but it's not going to be like that every week. I like running James Robinson with a Dalvin Cook. Now, Dalvin Cook is questionable. He's nursing an ankle injury right now. We have to keep an eye on that. Madison, if he doesn't play, Madison will be in line, but we've seen what happened early in the year where Madison's prices got hiked up and everybody was high on Madison and he put up 4 points. So even if Cook is willing or ready to play and Madison probably still gets some of that workload, I wouldn't trust putting Madison in. You still go Cook if Cook's playing. But with that being said, if Cook is hurt and he plays, or if he doesn't play, we're talking Kirk Cousins, Adam Thielen's back off the COVID list, and Justin Jefferson. Those guys are in line for a big day against Jacksonville. They got a pretty bad defense. Jacksonville's not doing too great. I'm rolling with Adam Thielen this week. I'm rolling Justin Jefferson a couple. I got the Cousins stack and one DraftKings lineup, and I have him in FanDuel. And I like it. I just like the matchup. I think that's going to be big. Now those are pretty much my favorite games as far as what I think might be like high scoring, the high outputs. Now, looking around the league, I like the Giants and Seattle game. Now me personally, your boy is a Giants fan. Go G-Man, I bleed blue. Big blue baby all day. But this is going to be a hard game for us this week. Daniel Jones is hurt. And we have the Texas Longhorn alumni in his stead, Colt McCoy. Go ahead, Colt. Good luck. And that's if DJ isn't ready to go. If Daniel Jones plays this game, I like our chances. I'm not going to lie. We're riding high right now. We had a tough game last week against Cincy, which it shouldn't have been that tough, but it was pretty sloppy on both ends. But I like our chances this week if DJ plays. If DJ plays, Sterling Shepard, Slayton is very cheap this week. And he can just, all we need is for him to catch a 70-yard bomb, right? And he's right there. He's right there in the money as far as what somebody at that price range needs to give you. And Engram. Engram couldn't be in line for a big day. Seattle's defense has not played well all year. They're ranked 32nd in the pass. And, as of late, They're not playing great ball. They're the Seattle Seahawks. They got Russell Wilson, and they're finding ways to win. DK Metcalf is in a class of his own. Tyler Lockett, probably one of the best number twos in the league. And they have Chris Carson, a running back, who is a beast in his own right. So that speaks for their offense. Now, the defense is another story. Defense can't hold up. Their offense is putting up points to keep them, and if not, give them the games that they need to win. But the defense is a whole other story. Now, if Daniel Jones can't go, it's a Wayne Gallman game. and they're probably just going to feed him and Alfred Morris to Rock. I think Devontae Freeman is supposed to be back this week, but I haven't liked what I've seen from Freeman at all this year, especially as a Giants fan. He just doesn't do it for me. Morris and Gallman are just running with tenacity and heart and strength, and those guys are just out there getting the job done, really. So, but, you know, you can, if you want to try and be different in these big tournaments and everything like that, you can try and go Russ, stack him with DK, maybe even Tyler Lockett, and bring it back with the Sterling Shepard, because he's probably one of the best Giants receivers that I would trust, him or Ingram. But with Ingram, you know, with at the tight end, you could just probably go different places at that price point. And that's how I'm pretty much coming at that game. But again, you know, if DJ plays, I'm stacking DJ with Shepard, probably slaying and bringing it back with DK. And a Carson, maybe even a Carson, honestly. If you're not sold on the game, I think you can use Chris Carson as a one-off in some of your lineups if you're kind of feeling the game but just not feeling everybody. Because Seattle can take the lead and hold the lead that game, and Chris Carson just has a big day as far as eating the clock and getting big chunks of yardage, pretty much. So, next game that I kind of like on this slate here is going to be the Chargers and the Patriots. Herbert's been having a great year, averaging 26 DK points a game right now. And Cam Newton, he just isn't it. He's not getting the job done. He looks uncomfortable when he's throwing the ball. I don't know if you guys get to watch him play much, but he looks uncomfortable when he throws the ball, and it's just uncomfortable watching him play sometimes. If they're in the red zone, if they're close, you know, goal line, Newton can punch it in. They have too many running backs that they use. James White, Sonny Michel's coming back. Damian Harris, so hard to choose from those guys. You know, Damian Harris gets it done on the ground, but it doesn't catch. And then, you know, James White, Sonny Michel will catch, but just doesn't get enough touches. So it's hard to really pick anybody from the New England side, honestly. But if you're going to stack that game, I'm cool with Herbert, with Allen, running it back with Myers, maybe. You can go Herbert and Mike Williams. You can throw Allen and Henry in the same lineup. Henry's pretty cheap this week. But that's as far. But now, the running backs for the Chargers. Mr. Austin Eckler came back last week. Put up 24 fantasy points, I believe. 23, something like that. And I am high on Austin Eckler. They are not limiting his play. He looks healthy. He looks ready to go. And New England's defense just isn't what it used to be. So, Austin Eckler, for sure this week. Plug him in. He's probably going 30, 35, honestly. You know, now we have a legit running back in the Chargers offense that Herbert can trust and dump it off to. So, I've been having to chuck it to Henry real quick or chuck it down to Williams or Allen. He has somebody he can trust there, so I like Eckler this week. Let's see here. Rams and Cardinals. Big game for both teams. Rams just took a tough loss to the Niners last week. And the Cardinals are just not looking good, man. Murray is in trouble, I think. I think that injury is a little more worse than what they're leading us to believe right now. He looked a little like he had some discomfort last week playing. I got him in my year long, so I need him to get healthy, you know. But you can, and Jalen Ramsey he's had a good year, but not a great year. At least I don't think so anyway. But you can go Murray and Hopkins this week. Maybe Murray and Kirk if you want to try and save some money there. And I'm not really sold. You can go Kenyon Drake, especially if Arizona takes the lead. But I'm not really sold on those Arizona running backs too much. Drake and Edmonds, you know, they've had decent games this year, and in some spots where they smash for their prices. But just not really sold on them this week. So Murray, Hopkins, Kirk, and for the Rams, I see a lot of Cooper and your boy Bobby Trees in a lot of lineups. But for some reason, I haven't seen them with Jared Goff. I've seen a few, but if you're going to use those guys, you definitely might as well just go quarterback. I don't know if both of them smash in that spot, in the spot this week with the Cardinals. The Cardinals do have a decent defensive back crew there. You know, I like those guys. But I don't, you know, you can use one or the other. I'm not really sold on using both this week. But to each his own, man, you know. I am no means by an expert at this stuff. I'm just telling you what I think. So, can go both if you like. But me, I wouldn't do it. I'm not doing it this week. Now, I think the trap game of the week. Trap game of the week. Raiders versus Jets. Now, it's not a game that I'm looking to stack so much. I think it's more of a game that you plug in play as far as one-offs. And one-offs, I'm talking Darren Waller and maybe Josh Jacobs if he plays. And that's because they're playing the Jets. But I'm actually going to play the Jets defense this week in some lineups. I know it sounds a little crazy. Me, how I am, how I like to attack my lineups on most weeks, I will punt at defense. Give me a cheap defense. I will take it in a heartbeat. Not going to lie to you guys. I even have the Giants in some lineups this week. They're a cheap defense, 2,200. Like I said, they're not playing great. Give me the Jets. I'll take the Jets at 2,100. If you have some cap space that I need there, you know. But I do not, as a team, I don't trust the Raiders. I don't trust Derek Carr. I don't know. They just don't get it done. They go out there and they beat Kansas City game one. They go out there game two against Kansas City and they play a really good football game against Pat Mahomes, Tariq Hill, and the boys in Kansas City, right? And then they come out and fall flat on their face against the Atlanta Falcons, who in Atlanta has the 31st ranked worst pass defense in the league. And they couldn't score a touchdown. That's crazy. That's crazy. So you can't, listen, man, can you do it? They're playing the Jets. You can do it all day. Will they get the job done? I don't know. I don't know, man. Another game that I'm kind of iffy about is New Orleans and Atlanta. New Orleans is playing good defense. Great defense, really. So that doesn't bode well for Atlanta and them guys trying to catch the ball. They don't really have a great run game. And with Taysom Hill at the helm in New Orleans, Michael Thomas is seeing, you know, targets, but he's just not the old Michael Thomas. And he has taken everything away from Kamara as far as fantasy. Everything. It's killing me on the inside. It sucks that I had him the last couple of weeks, and it's like, that's a tough pill to swallow. That's chalk for sure, right? Kamara's definitely chalk. So you can try and go Kamara this week, and, you know, he's had bad weeks back to back, right? So it's hard to think that Kamara will have 3 weeks like that, but with the way they're playing the game right now with Taysom Hill my quarterback, it's really hard to trust Kamara. So, but you can go Kamara to really try and be different in bigger tournaments, because I know a lot of people are going to be fading him. So you can definitely go Kamara this week if you like, but I'm not a big fan of that game this week. So some cheap options here in a game stack with I think Cincinnati, Miami. They're saying if Tua's healthy, Tua might play. I don't know. It's going to be tough. But if Fitzpatrick plays, you know, you can stack Fitzy with Parker and maybe bring it back with Higgins, depending on how that game goes. Miami's defense has been playing decent, so they might not have great luck. But, you know, you see how that game went last week with us. And Higgins wasn't doing much the whole game, but he did score a touchdown, so that put him where he needed to be. He put up like 15 fantasy points, so Without the touchdown, he doesn't do much, but he got the touchdown, and that's Higgins. Higgins has been doing that all year. One of the top rookies this year as far as wide receiving. So, yeah, I like stacking Fitzpatrick with Parker and bringing it back with Higgins, and that leaves you some room there to go and attack other spots trying to build a complete lineup there. And we're gonna end episode one. We're going to end episode one. And, you know, again, guys, this episode one, I'm only talking main slate here. Main slate being your 1 o'clock, 4 o'clock games for Sunday. Last game that I'm going to end it with is going to be the Green Bay Packers against the Philadelphia Eagles. Oh, Philly. You guys, man. Feel bad. No, I don't. Let me stop. Rodgers, Adams, Tanyan. Those guys are in great spots, I think. Philly is just playing really bad ball. You know, their defense actually played good. And the defense has been playing okay, right, for the better part of the year. And they played really good against Seattle in the first half. And then Russell Wilson just started scoring and Wentz didn't. And Carson just looked horrible back there. I was so confused. And I swore last week that Hurts was just going to get some time. I swore. And then he completed the pass. Seen it wrong on a mile. He completed the pass. I'm like, yes. And Carson comes out. And the rest is history, right? He gets sacked and they lose the game pretty much. So I'm really confused as far as what Philly's doing. I think they need to just sit Wentz and just move on from him, if you know my personal opinion. And I'm really not saying that because I'm a Giants fan. A part of me does say it because I'm a Giants fan, but in all reality here, Carson Wentz is just regressing, and everybody in the world can see that at this point, I think. So Philly needs to make a move there. But as far as this game and DFS goes, love Devontae. Devontae should be able to get it done. Aaron is in a smash spot also as far as Aaron Rodgers. If they take a big lead and Rodgers Adam connects a few touchdowns, hopefully, right? Aaron Jones could, you know, eat the clock, but I don't see Aaron Jones putting up big points because, like I was saying, Philly's defense does play decent, and if not the best part of the defense is the run defense. So Aaron Jones could be in for a long day. Maybe not too long if they get a lead. You know, all they just needed to do is get decent chunks and run out the clock. With that being said, I like stacking Rodgers, Adams, Tanyan maybe. The only reason I say maybe Tanyan is because when I'm talking bringing it back for Philly, there's not much that I like except for Goddard and that's it. Yeah, just Goddard, honestly. I don't like Miles Sanders. He hasn't played well since he came back. I don't like Rager or Fulgham against this Green Bay defense. But, again, you know, this is just how I feel. You can run it back with those guys if you're feeling froggy. Rager isn't expensive at 4,600. Fulgham is in the mid-fives, I think. And Dallas Goddard's 4,300. So they're pricey in the Philly receiver. So if you want to bring it back, try and save some cap, especially with Adams being 9,000 this week, you know, go ahead, do your thing. Just not really feeling it. The only one I'm really feeling is Goddard out of everybody. So, but yeah, that's what I got for you guys this week. You know, I just want to thank anyone who listens in, and we'll be back next week for episode 2. Thank you.